I'm Rick Henson with this news update on KJAN.com. Authorities in Fremont County are investigating a home invasion and robbery that occurred Friday night in Thurman. The sheriff's department said deputies were dispatched to 1423 Western Avenue in Thurman just before 9 p.m. on Friday. During their investigation, deputies determined two black males had broken into the residence and displayed a semi-automatic pistol. The occupants of the home were tied up and numerous items were taken before the suspects took off on foot. One of the black male robbers wore a dark coat, dark pants, and was called Pete. He reportedly carried a semi-automatic pistol. The second suspect, also a black male, wore a tan coat with fur-lined collar and blue jeans. The vehicle they drove off in, a red Peterbilt semi pulling a white trailer, was caught on a surveillance camera. If you have any information about the location of the semi or the suspects, call the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424 or call 911. You should not attempt to approach the suspects, as they are to be considered armed and dangerous. Iowa's largest public school district is questioning the National Rifle Association's call for armed police in every school across the country. Des Moines Public Schools spokesman Phil Roeder said the proposal Friday doesn't offer details about funding or staffing concerns. He also says it's going to be state and federal policymakers that will make any changes. The Iowa State Education Association also has expressed some opinion on the issue, which stems after the school shooting in Connecticut last week, which killed 20 children and 6 educators. The group says they adamantly oppose educators bringing weapons to school. They also say they support efforts to increase mental health awareness. Officials with the Stewart-based Midwest Partnership Economic Development Corporation say the organization is currently accepting nominations for the Guy Powell Award, which recognizes excellence in leadership and passion for economic development in the Midwest Partnership Development Region. That region includes Adair, Audubon, Greene, and Guthrie counties. Powell, a past president of MPDC, was an active volunteer on the boards of many other organizations and was passionate about local and regional economic development. The award, in recognition of his lifelong dedication, commitment, and service to economic development, is presented to those individuals who are outstanding leaders in West Central Iowa and who work to make it a more economically vital place to work, live, and play. Nominations submitted by businesses and individuals who are members of the Midwest Partnership Development Corporation should consider the nominees' vision, leadership, courage, and impact on economic development. A brief statement of 500 words or less on how the nominee has made an impact on their local community and or region through volunteer service, along with their name, address, and phone number, and the same information of the person completing the nomination form, should be submitted no later than January 15th of 2013. You can mail a nomination form to Monica Cateron, that's C-A-T-E-R-O-N, Office Manager of Midwest Partnership Development Corporation, Post Office Box 537, Stewart, Iowa 50250, or email mcateron@midwestpartnership.com. For more information, you can go to www.westcentraliowausa.com. Senator Charles Grassley has nominated 39 outstanding Iowa students for consideration to appointments to the U.S. service academies. Grassley said Friday the young Iowans who want to serve our country and enter the academies are remarkable for their accomplishments and leadership. The candidates are an impressive reflection on our state and signal continued excellence in the United States Armed Forces. In Southwest Iowa, nominees for the 2013-2014 school year include the following. For the U.S. Air Force Academy, Nathan Dunning of Council Bluffs, a student at St. Albert High School, and Christopher Hegeman of McClelland, a student at Trainer High School. For the West Point Military Academy, Jose Olivo of Griswold, a student at the Griswold High School, Wilson Pingree of Coon Rapids, who attends a Coon Rapids Bayard Junior Senior High School, and Brendan Stefani of Council Bluffs, who attend Council Bluffs St. Albert High School. And for the U.S. Naval Academy, Kelsey Hoffman of Adel has been nominated. Kelsey attends the Adel DeSoto Minburn High School, along with Seth Horsley of Carroll, a student at the Carroll High School. Now, Senator Grassley has the opportunity each year as a U.S. Senator to nominate either current or future Iowa high school graduates for a select few service academy placements. The Air Force, West Point, Military, and Naval Academies all select at least one qualified student from Grassley's nominations. The Merchant Marine Academy makes selections in proportion to state's representation in Congress. Grassley said he encourages Iowa students to consider applying to more than one service academy due to the highly competitive nature of admissions. Students interested in academy appointments should begin the application process in the spring of the junior year of high school. Senator Tom Harkin and Iowa representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives also make nominations. The academies subsequently select students based on the number of vacancies available for the next school year. Traditionally, the high quality of Iowa nominees results in several Iowa students being selected to attend each of the service academies. And Pottawatomie County emergency management officials report the Code Red early weather alert system has been upgraded to allow residents countywide to receive winter storm warnings. As Midwest residents know, significant winter storms can immobilize a region and paralyze a city, stranding commuters, stopping the flow of supplies, and disrupting emergency and medical services. Doug Reed, emergency management director for Pottawatomie County, said residents need to be informed so they can better prepare for devastating storms. With new winter storms warnings available, the community can do just that. Winter storm warnings are sent to residents in Pott County through text and emails moments after an alert is issued by the National Weather Service. Notifications are only available to those who have opted into the Code Red system. To receive an alert for a winter storm warning, residents of Pottawatomie County should log on to the county's website at www.pottcounty.com and enter both an email address and a cell phone number. Many city websites throughout the county also provide a direct link to the enrollment form. For citizens already registered, repeating the process will only update your current account, and it takes only minutes. Phone calls are not made for winter storm warnings because many of them are extended during the early morning hours, and Reed said that they want the community to be informed but not annoyed with any late-night phone calls. Residents may also select to receive severe thunderstorm, flash flood, and tornado warnings through telephone calls to their homes or businesses, email, and text messages. All residents are encouraged to subscribe to the countywide Code Red system. Having the option to receive winter storm warnings is an added bonus for residents in Pottawatomie County that live there and will provide them with an extra time to prepare if a storm were to impact the area. And that is a check of area and state news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.